The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Going to start out, as we have in recent weeks, with some entertainment news. 60s boy band, the Monkees, hitting the road again with the Monkees Farewell Tour. That from Mickey Dolenz and Michael Nesmith, who said the tour will feature songs that span the band's entire career, from their 1966 self-titled debut album to 2016's Good Times. The beloved 60s boy band originally started out as a unique project from Dolenz and Nesmith, as well as Peter Tork and Davy Jones, were cast in a TV show about a struggling rock band. The group would land 7 songs on Billboard's Top 10, I'm a Believer, Daydream Believer, and Last Train to Clarksville would reach number 1. Davy Jones passed away in 2012 at the age of 66, and Peter Tork died in 2019 at the age of 77. There are no North Carolina stops on that tour currently. You've probably heard some of the buzz about Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, and Matthew McConaughey getting into politics. Neither star has said they definitely will jump into the political arena. However, the rumors continue. McConaughey has not said, "All right, all right, all right." Of course, that's from the 1993 movie Dazed and Confused. I couldn't help myself. It was just too easy. But some in Texas think McConaughey could or might or possibly run against the incumbent governor, Greg Abbott. Meanwhile, The Rock has been vocal about maybe, possibly thinking about starting a campaign for president. And he's eased politics into a storyline in his NBC sitcom, Young Rock. Will it happen with either movie star? Who knows? It might. It could. It's possible. Howard Stern of SiriusXM Radio doesn't think it's a good idea. Stern believes that once you put yourself out there, you have to talk about your positions on issues, good or bad. If you'd like some good old-fashioned food like you get at the State Fair, that opportunity is just days away. The Spring Food Fest is planned for May 21st through the 23rd at the NC State Fairgrounds. The event runs 10 to 9 daily and includes a variety of fair food vendors. Most vendors will be cash only. This will be a walk-up and take-out event. Masks will be required when social distancing cannot be maintained. Guests should enter the fairgrounds at Gate 9 off of Trinity Road, park in the Midway area. While at the fairgrounds, guests can also purchase early admission tickets to the upcoming NC State Fair. The North Carolina State Fair is set for October 14th. Through the 24th at the fairgrounds. The theme this year is Worth the Wait. The fair was canceled last year because of COVID-19. How about some barbecue and some popcorn? Obviously, you can get both in North Carolina, but what if you can enjoy both flavors in one snack? Well, it is now available in select spots across the state for the summer at least. Poppy Handcrafted Popcorn, based in Asheville, has 4 different flavors in their summer barbecue series. Tangy Carolina Barbecue, Smoky Texas Barbecue, Spicy Kansas City Barbecue, and Sweet Honey Barbecue. The barbecue-flavored popcorn is gluten-free and retails for $10.50 for a 5.5-ounce bag. You can buy it online at poppyhandcraftedpopcorn.com or at Whole Foods, Little Details, Nofo at the Pig, Deco, and Bailey's Fine Jewelry. North Carolinians will have another venue to catch the Broadway hit Hamilton. The show will play the Stephen Tanger Center for the Performing Arts in Greensboro in April next year. That's 2022. Hamilton tells the story of Alexander Hamilton, an immigrant from the West Indies, who became George Washington's right-hand man during the Revolutionary War. The musical is known for its hip-hop, jazz, blues, rap, R&B, and Broadway music. As expected, season ticket holders will have the first shot at seats. Hamilton will run April 6th through the 24th, 2022. Hamilton wowed sold-out audiences at Durham Performing Arts Center in 2018. The show will return to that venue May 17th through June 5th, 2022. Well, they've got a new season out for Raleigh Little Theater. Before we get into that, we'll see what finishes out this season. Saturday, May 15th, Divas Under the Stars, Raleigh Little Theater's Stevenson Amphitheater. To find out who will be crowned 2021's Diva, join in the festivities for an evening of glitz, glam, and giving. The event will be live streamed on Raleigh Little Theater's Facebook page and its YouTube channel. June 10th through the 20th, The Mountaintop, a gripping reimagination of events the night before the assassination of the civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. On April 3rd, 1968, after delivering one of his most memorable speeches, an exhausted Dr. King retires to his room at the Lorraine Motel while a storm rages outside. When a mysterious stranger arrives with surprising news, King is forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. And that'll finish out the 2020-21 season. Now, moving on to next year's season, being called the Season of New Heights. Theater officials say the upcoming season of shows have never been produced at Raleigh Little Theater. Starts off July 23rd through the 31st, As You Like It. This production takes you into the Forest of Arden for a site-specific outdoor production of William Shakespeare's As You Like It, a pastoral comedy that explores the roller coaster of falling in love. When Rosalind is banished from her uncle's court, she flees to the Forest of Arden. Disguised as a man, she encounters Orlando, her love interest, in the forest. While in disguise, Rosalind becomes Orlando's teacher, instructing him how to woo the real Rosalind, or Rosalind. August 12th through the 18th, Beehive, the 60s musical. This musical celebrates the powerful female voices of the 1960s with such timeless hits as My Boyfriend's Back, Be My Baby, Son of a Preacher Man, and Me and Bobby McGee. Told from the perspective of six young women who come of age in this enigmatic decade, Beehive takes us from their first Beehive dance to the challenges we faced as a nation. September 17th through October 3rd at Raleigh Little Theater, The Velocity of Autumn. This comedy swirls around Alexandra, an 80-year-old artist, in a showdown with her family over where she'll spend her remaining years. In Alexandra's corner are her wit, her volcanic passion, and the fact that she's barricaded herself in her Brooklyn brownstone with enough Molotov cocktails to take out the block. but her children have their own secret weapon, estranged son Chris, who returns after 20 years, crawls through Alexandra's second-floor window, and becomes the family's unlikely mediator. October 23rd through the 31st, Elephant and Piggies, We Are in a Play. As you might expect, this is a family musical. An elephant named Gerald and a pig named Piggy are the very bestest of friends. In this vaudevillian romp, Elephant and Piggy sing their way through a day where anything is possible. February 4th through the 20th of next year, Pride and Prejudice. This isn't your grandmother's Austen. Bold, surprising, boisterous, and timely, this Pride and Prejudice for a new era explores the absurdities and thrills of finding your perfect or imperfect match in life. The outspoken Lizzie Bennet is determined to never marry despite mounting pressure from society. But can she resist love, especially when that vaguely handsome, mildly amusing, and impossibly aggravating Mr. Darcy keeps popping up at every turn? March 18th through the 27th next year, Junie B. Jones is Not a Crook, and the season wraps up next June with the musical from Lin-Manuel Miranda, In the Heights. And that's the 2021-2022 season at Raleigh Little Theater. The Metropolitan Opera is streaming free encore presentations every night during the pandemic from the live and HD series on their website, metopera.org. Each stream becomes available at 7:30 in each evening and remains accessible for on-demand viewing until 6:30 the following evening. The schedule will include outstanding complete performances from the past 14 years of cinema transmissions. Again, check for details at the website metopera.org. Merlefest 2021. You heard me right. It's gonna happen. Set for September 16th through the 19th at its usual spot, the campus of Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro. The huge music show was canceled last year because of COVID, and it's moving to September this year also because of COVID. Merlefest is usually held the last weekend of April. It'll move back to its usual spot next year, the last weekend of April. No artists have been announced for this year's festival, but that will change on June 10th. Starting at 7 that night, the festival will announce its full lineup, and tickets will officially go on sale. For lots more information, go to the website, merlefest.org. And just about time for Play Ball. The Durham Bulls plan to honor local health care workers for their opening night this season, and that starts May 11th. Their fans have waited over 600 days to attend a Durham Bulls baseball game, and we are so excited to welcome them back into the DBAP for the 2021 season, said Mike Burling, Durham Bulls vice president. The fun will continue May 15th with 2020. That was some bull night, where fans will have a chance to claim a T-shirt celebrating the DBAP's 25th anniversary in 2020, or a Chipper Jones number retirement bobblehead. Both were scheduled giveaways in 2020. Some other promotional events, May 16th, Ode to 20 Years of Sully and Mike. May 19th, Bark in the Park, Dogs Are Welcome. May 22nd, Bull Durham Night. The team will wear specialty jerseys based on the jackets made famous by the movie's coaching staff. And then May 23rd, it is Wool E. Bull's birthday. Artsplosure, Raleigh's signature art festival that draws tens of thousands to the area, will be postponed until October because of COVID-19. The festival was originally set to take place mid-May in downtown Raleigh, now scheduled for October 9th and 10th. The annual festival, normally held in the spring, was initially postponed last year at the start of the pandemic before being canceled. All righty, here's the lineup for the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Friday, May 14th, Beethoven Violin Concerto. That's part of Friday Favorites, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Also on May 14th, Beethoven Symphony No. 4, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Also Friday, May 14th, Balsam Range. North Carolina's own Balsam Range has become one of the most award-winning acts in bluegrass, with 13 IBMA awards and 8 critically acclaimed albums to their credit. Balsam Range has left audiences spellbound while headlining major festivals and selling out venues from coast to coast. A concert at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, May 15th, it's Pops Around the World streaming. Wednesday and Thursday, May 19th and 20th, Cinderella. This iconic tale of fantasy and true love comes to life once again with Cinderella, featuring an original score played live by composer Carl Moraski, while Robert Weiss's choreography tells the story of Cinderella's transformation into a beautiful princess and her journey to find true love. This is a Carolina Ballet streaming event. Thursday, May 20th, the Bluegrass Experience 50th Anniversary Celebration, featuring Tommy Edwards, Snuffy Smith, and Fiddlin' Al McCandless. Edwards is an icon of bluegrass music in North Carolina, though he would never say so himself. This year marks a special milestone for Tommy and his longtime band, the Bluegrass Experience. It's their 50th anniversary year. The band joined fellow Chapel Hill musicians like Mike Cross and the Red Clay Ramblers. To carve their own place in the local traditional music scene. That concert is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, May 21st, Beethoven and Mozart, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, May 22nd and Friday, May 28th, Beethoven Symphony No. 4, North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Wednesday, May 26th, Tom McGuire Virtual Celebration. This is a streaming event. This special event honors the late Tom McGuire's passion for music and his dedication to children. The event features Tiff Merritt and special musical guests. There is no charge to attend this virtual event. Community Music School is a perfect match for honoring Tom McGuire's legacy. Community Music School has offered high-quality, personalized music education to underserved Wake County youth for more than 25 years. Saturday, June 5th, Young People's Concert Matinee, Carnival of the Animals. This is a streaming event. Thursday, June 10th, Fireside Collective with Graham Sharp, blending the characteristic interplay of bluegrass instrumentation and harmonies with strong original material and exuberant energy. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, June 11th, an R-rated magic show, Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, June 12th, Cirque de la Symphonie. This is a symphony streaming event, shows at 3 and 8 o'clock. Thursday, June 17th, Amethyst Kia with Alexa Rose. With an unforgettable voice that's both unfettered and exquisitely... she had a nice voice. Tennessee singer-songwriter Amethyst Kia expands on the uncompromising artistry she most recently revealed as part of Our Native Daughters, an all-women of color supergroup whose Kia-penned standout, Black Myself, earned a Grammy Award nomination for Best American Roots Song and won Song of the Year at the 2019 Folk Alliance International Awards. This concert is at Memorial Auditorium. All right, Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Here's the schedule. First up for now is Saturday, August 7th. Get the Let Out, from the bombastic and epic to folky and mystical. Get the Let Out has captured the essence of the recorded music of Led Zeppelin and brought it to the concert stage. Wednesday, August 11th, Styx. The six men comprising Styx have committed to rocking the paradise together with audiences far and wide by entering their second decade of averaging more than 100 shows a year. Saturday, August 21st at DPAC, Brit Floyd Echoes. Brit Floyd, the world's greatest Pink Floyd show, returns to the stage to perform its brand new production, Echoes 2020. It includes highlights from The Wall, The Dark Side of the Moon, Wish You Were Here, Animals, and The Division Bell, and featuring a show-stopping 23-minute note-for-note performance of the iconic era-defining song Echoes. Saturday, August 28th, it's Cody Coe and Noel Miller, Tiny Meat Gang, Global Domination. Thursday, September 30th, funny man Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Tour. And that's followed up by comedian Chris Tucker, who will perform Saturday, October 2nd. Up next for DPAC, the band's Visit, then Tootsie, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA, and then they close out the year with Gabriel Iglesias, Escape to Margaritaville, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations, and 1776. Another sign that things are slowly but surely coming back, Band Together and United Way of the Greater Triangle have announced a benefit concert this fall in downtown Raleigh. This year's event, dubbed Comeback Fest, held October 23rd at Red Hat Amphitheater, and feature funk soul trio Krugbin, soul survivalist Lee Fields, and The Expressions, and legendary hip-hop MC Big Daddy Kane. Tickets are on sale. All profits from the show go to support the United Way's upcoming slate of nonprofit partners and Band Together's local nonprofit recipients from the past 20 years. Looking for some fun? Hillridge Farms in Youngsville is getting set to reopen. The popular family destination with a sprawling outdoor playground, pumpkins in the fall, and holiday lights at Christmas will begin operation May 15th. A spokeswoman for Hillridge Farms says they have lots of wide open spaces for families to socially distance, including all of the picnic areas will be set up with that in mind. The farm won't be offering food service, and they're asking families to wear masks when they can't be socially distant from other guests at the park. For more information, check their website, hillridgefarms.com. Here's what's coming up at PNC Arena. Their current schedule starts Wednesday, August 4th, with Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour. Siwa is a YouTube sensation, pop star, dancer, entrepreneur, social media influencer, and the New York Times best-selling author. Wednesday, August 18th, it's Michael Bublé. In the U.S. alone, Bublé has already performed for over 500,000 fans, and the demand to see him in concert is bigger than ever. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, it's Luke Combs' What You See Is What You Get tour. Luke Combs is a multi-platinum ACM, CMA, CMT, and Billboard Music Award-winning artist from Asheville, who stormed onto the music landscape of one of music's biggest stars. His acclaimed platinum-certified new album, What You See Is What You Get, debuted at number one on both the all-genre Billboard 200 chart as well as Billboard's top country album chart. Friday, June 11th? Why did I have jumped from September to June, and I'm talking June 2021. I forgot to include the Dude Perfect 2021 tour. Fans will experience the Dudes up close and personal when they bring the action right into the audience with crazy stunts, competitive battles, and some of their most funny and embarrassing stories. And last, they may have switched from June to October because we also have Tuesday, October 12th, Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2020. An English singer, songwriter, and actor whose musical career began in 2010 when he auditioned for the British singing competition, The X Factor. That's Harry Styles, the Love on Tour 2020 show, Tuesday, August 12th at PNC Arena. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.